Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax, above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.
It is a very good morning to Mr. John Richards.
Hello.
Good morning, John.
Hello, Waldo.
Are you well?
Yeah, I'm extremely well.
Always good to have you in the studio.
Thank you, thank you. Nice to be here. And this morning is times two because I'm with Evan Schiff, who is the director of the exposition, well, a big thing anyway. It's called Africa Utility Week, and it is one of the most important events on the energy scene and the water supply. Utility is a bit of a kind of boring word, isn't it? But actually very, very important, because this is our life revolves around utilities. If you click the switch and the light doesn't come on, then the word utility sort of has a certain meaning, doesn't it, Evan?
Yes, it does indeed. And good morning, John. Thanks for having me again. Well, yes, it's super important. It's nobody ever thinks about water in the tap or the light coming on until
we have to.
Until it doesn't work anymore. Yeah. So if you cast your mind back to load shedding, what a terrible shock that actually was. Mm. And certainly here in Cape Town, I think we're all used to it now, in terms of taking a 2-minute shower and doing everything out of a bucket. But when that first happened, it was certainly a shock, and now it's just become normal.
A wake up call, yeah.
Exactly right, yeah.
And this is really where being green is at the nexus, because this is about our footprint on the earth and being responsible, and we're always emphasizing these things, and people are concerned about it, but really, You guys being the utility people, you've got to keep it all together, and you have this once a year big bash where the whole of Africa comes.
Yes, we do. So African Utility Week will be taking place on the 15th to the 17th of May this year, again at the Convention Centre. And exactly right, we provide a platform for African power and water utilities, and then the world at large, so all the vendors, the DFIs, the direct funding organisations, World Banks and world bodies in energy come together to talk about African energy. And it is exactly these sorts of issues, to bring it home, the situation in Cape Town, where we look at how has the city of Cape Town handled the situation, and importantly we'll be paying quite a bit of focus to how they did behavior management with the people of Cape Town, because if the people of Cape Town had not adopted the water saving, there's nothing the city or the utility could have done to stop the taps running dry. It's only through the users, and that is, these are the types of things that other African countries and other African utilities can certainly learn from, why they come down to the show to talk about these things.
So ultimately also it's about communication.
Yes, absolutely, about communication. So it's providing the opportunities for best practice. It's a problem here is these problems apply pretty much universally. So we are part of African Utility Week, part of a global Utility Week series. We just had a show in China, Europe, Latin America, Asia, Australia, and there's a lot of learnings. They may be at different stages, those countries and territories, but what they're going through, we will be going through, or we have gone through already, or we might leapfrog to the next best solution. So,
and there's, I hasten to add, the elephant in the room, you all know what I'm talking about, Eskom. They're a big one, but they're very important. And South Africa is seen as a leader in Africa.
Well, yes, it's what we might perhaps not realize is the scale of South Africa. We are far and away, by many times, have got the best infrastructure in Africa in terms of electricity supply. We have got, I think, 88% is the figure in terms of connection to electricity, whereas in some parts of Africa that's 10%, and the average in Africa is about 26%. Only 26% of the population have access to electricity. So what Eskom is doing and does is very important, and obviously the rest of the continent comes, buys, learns, and shares. And
from our point of view here with the environmental nexus, the environmental bias, I suppose you could say, is think cool things like wind energy and solar energy and the REIPPPPPPP, and whatever it is, yes. The renewables, that's also important, that's in the spotlight?
Yes, yes, yes. So we'll be having Minister Jekhadebe, who, as we all remember, signed the last two remaining rounds of the REAP program, and we'll be doing quite a bit on now that those contracts are signed, what next? What now actually happens? What is the state? Those IPPs have been waiting around for a couple of years. What is their state of readiness? What now needs to happen in order to get that power on into the grid? And Sorry, something interesting I think we're going to be doing is the discussions about smart and resilient cities. So we offer some free-to-attend technical workshops on our exhibition floor. And one of the things we're doing with the Green Building Council of South Africa is looking at smart and resilient cities and readiness in Africa for electric vehicles and what's going to be happening. So
electric vehicles, yes.
Yes, yes. Yes.
No, often talk about electric vehicles.
It's very exciting things because what people don't often realize is sure, it's exciting at the electric vehicle itself, but these have all got to charge. So you're transferring instead of obviously putting petrol in, you've got to put electricity in. But the infrastructure in order to make that happen, charging stations wherever you look. And then the very interesting things that happens once you get a critical mass of electric vehicles on the road, because each of those is a battery and the utility can use that power whenever it's plugged in. If you've got a smart grid, a smart city, the utility in a time of need, so in the evening peak, everybody gets home with their electric vehicle, they plug it in when they get home, and then they go inside and make dinner. That creates a massive spike in the demand for electricity. The utility, using some smart and very clever technology that we've got on the exhibition floor, can just suck the power right out of those batteries, which saves you having to build another power station in some cases. So it's how to manage those things, and you've got, I suppose, literally energy storage, battery storage, driving around in your car. It's really quite phenomenal.
This is a glimpse into the future, and it's the future here and now, and you can see it on the floor at AUW. And the nice thing about it is that anybody like me, you don't have to be an electrical engineer or an environmental specialist or anything to come along to this and just groove and just look around at the exhibition, which is at the International Conference Center here in Cape Town.
Yes, yes, CTICC on the foreshore. If you would like to see the schedules, as I said, we do have those free to attend content. If you do happen to be an engineer, they are CPD accredited, so you can come and get some of your points, which is very handy. And you can just go onto the website, www.africanutilityweek.com, and all the schedules are there. You can find out a little bit more about what's happening, register for free on the site, and come down and just have a look around. And if you do have some interest or just some learning you'd like to do, it's a really great place for that.
Well, intelligent listeners, we know we have a huge number of intelligent listeners, even if we don't have too many intelligent presenters. But anyway, there it is. One of those exceptions to intelligent presenter thing that I just said rudely is Waldo, and we're going to be back with the music in just a few moments.
Mr. John Richards, you were treading on very thin ice there for a few seconds, but you recovered well. Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax, above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za. Our blue planet is made up of air, water and land. Together they form the biosphere. When you add white and red to our blue planet, you get REMAX. Care, consciousness and commitment. At REMAX, we don't just work in the community, we live there too. That's why we are committed towards a sustainable ecosystem. Skills development and training. A home is four walls. Our vision is forever. Visit remaxliving.co.za. REMAX, above the crowd. FMR.